Janice adopted Javion from the Oklahoma Child Welfare System when he was 4 years old. He came into care as an infant and had one prior foster care placement before being placed in foster care with Janice. Janice shares their adoption story and the importance of helping Javion maintain contact with his biological family.
When we decided to adopt Jay, it's what we call him, I did discuss it with my family because of my age. And we decided that it was a good idea. So we decided to adopt Javion from the Oklahoma State Welfare Department. And it was a good decision. Adoption has changed my life. The fact that I'm no longer a loner. I have a child that I can love, cherish, and I call him my sidekick. He's the best thing that I have ever done because I have no biological children. He was just a baby when he came into my home as a child, a foster child. And from infant, we just kind of grew on each other. He's 10 years old. Jay is an exceptional child. And one of my other memories is, my fond thoughts, I guess I could say, when I got him, DHS assumed, because he was a drug baby, that he would have lots of problems. And usually those kids do. But Jay has excelled above and beyond what was expected of him. And I'm steady pushing him because I want him to be the best that he can be. I'm not trying to make him be what I want him to be, but I want him to be the best that he can be. I've had quite a few challenges. First of all, I don't know what happened. Even though I had him, I don't know what happened to cause him not to want to go to school. And we had a lot of problems with, I don't want to learn, I don't want to go to school. And it was a challenge for me to get over that because in my family, we've never had this problem. So I wasn't quite sure of how to deal with it. So what I did was I started searching for things that would encourage him to learn and want to go to school. We have made the decision to have an openness or communication with the birth family. And that way, there is no misunderstanding. When he grows up, he'll be well aware that I know who my biological mom is and I know who my mom is because my mom took care of me. My biological mom birthed me. And, you know, I never wanted him to feel like that his biological mom didn't do something great for him. Had she not had him, he wouldn't have been here for me to love. I didn't want her to give him up. But she gave him up. And I'm thankful that I was there to keep it going. And I'm also thankful that she's the type that can adapt to the fact that I didn't raise my son, but I still know who he is and where he is. Because my thing is nobody knows what life holds. And nobody knows what decision at 18 he will make. And you have to have an open mind for that kind of thing to take place. Because who am I to say he's never going to want to be around her? But I'm giving him that opportunity as he grows to know you have this opportunity to be around your bio mother if you want to. I would like to see each child have a home. I think it's important, regardless of the background. Children have no say in what happens to them. But we as adults do have a say.